Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Well, Saturday afternoon, it was great for all the rugby fans. So everybody was there, it would appear. I'm looking at a picture of Miriam O'Callaghan, Insta Miriam, on Instagram. And she says, come on, Ireland, so fab to be in Cardiff. And she was there. And it looked like it was a decent enough day. And it was a decent day for Ireland. They beat Wales 27-18 in Cardiff. Grand Slam is on. Ronan O'Gara is on the line with us this morning on Gift Grub. Rog, it was very nervy, but job done.
Yeah, how's it going, Ian? That was a close call, all right, but we did it. And triple crown in the bag, I suppose, just about. Roll on, France.
So, were we too complacent, Rog? Is that what it is?
No, I don't think so. I think the Welsh were fired up. Right. I think we have to look at ourselves. We have to look at our media.
Oh.
Off the ball. The off the ball lads downstairs from ye. They were all over the BBC on Saturday saying we could beat Wales with 12 men.
Oh.
I don't know, 11 men or something, I don't know.
9 men, 8 men or whatever, yeah.
We're Ireland, for God's sake. I mean, if we're going to be any good, we have to pretend we're useless.
So you blame off the ball?
Well, they're going to be trying to ring me now this morning, and I'm not taking it. I'm going to the Jacks for the next 2 hours. They can zoom off for themselves on Microsoft Teams or whatever.
Well, listen, Donal Lenihan, RTE Rugby, the Welsh, they were very good, weren't they?
Well, Ian, I think we have to look at other things. I think we have to look at Sam Prendergast. Prodigious talent, torpedo kicks, soft hands, the works. I mean, he runs like Rob Heffernan, the Olympic walker, walks, but he looks like he's only about 11 stones in weight. And France are coming down the tracks in 2 weeks, and they have this monster prop, Antonio. He's 24 stones in weight, Ian. Oh. It'll be like Bambi getting run over by a Mitsubishi Pajero. It could be carnage.
And listen, thanks, Noel. And Miriam O'Callaghan, I mentioned you there. Miriam,
hi, Ian, I heard you.
Yeah, you were at the match and you were on Instagram and everyone, and Miriam's here on the line now. What did you think, Miriam? What did you think of the game?
It was an amazing experience, Ian. So fab in Cardiff. And Bundiaki.
Yeah.
The blood on his face. The tears streaming down his cheeks. The toilet paper lodged up his nose. Black stains of mud and dirt and grime and blood. And when he roared after he won that penalty, he looked directly into my eyes in the stands. And I just found myself going, come on, Bundy! It was genuinely primal.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.